You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? And welcome to the 30th of January. It is Tuesday, and you're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. And I'm going to be keeping you company right through from now until 10 o'clock this morning, if I can make it. Right, let's see who have we got born on this day. A couple of quick ones. We've got Thomas Rolfe born on this day. The year was 1615. He was the only child of Pocahontas by her English husband, John Rolfe. And our second one, quickie, Max Thaler was born on this day, 1899, a South African-American virologist. Now, he was awarded the Nobel Prize in 1951. This was for developing a vaccine against what? Against yellow fever.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
so much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a lot, and the light that you shine can't be seen.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
I didn't know you could get down like that. Charlotte, how you ain't look it down like that. I didn't know you could get down like that. Charlotte, how you ain't look it down.
Stumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, baby. Getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5 for service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fast promotion. Won't you move ahead?
Really weird version, isn't it, of 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton. Right, a bit of a remix. Time on the Breakfast Show, 11 minutes right now. That's after the hour 7 o'clock. Let's say a couple of good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou with us bright and early this morning. So glad you could make it. It's lovely to hear from Mary Lou. Because in the old days, she was with us right from the beginning. She was one of probably our best listeners on the program. Talking of another great listener, bienvenido, good morning to you. It says, good morning, amigos. I hope you have an amazing day to all here in Panama. And hugs, Jerry, enjoying the hits. My request.
Time, too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me. We'll be right back. Japan. And I am too sexy for your party, too sexy for your party, the way I'm disco dancing. I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk, on the catwalk, yeah, I do my little turn on the catwalk. By far, and I'm too sexy for my hat, too sexy for my hat. What you think about that? I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk, on the catwalk. Yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk.
Indeed. Right. Right, said Fred there, and I'm too sexy. And that was for Bienvenido this morning. Advertising, were we? Okay. Time on the Breakfast Show, 14 and a half minutes, and that's after the hour of 7 o'clock, going through with you to 10. It's a Music Tuesday. We've got no guests coming in today, but we've got some great music for you going right through till 10, as well as our usual bits and pieces. And talking of usual bits and pieces, what do we do at this time of the morning? Right, get you all scrubbed up and on your way. And right, let me see, what have I got for you? Chris Brown.
The speed of light into eternity, yeah. Tonight,
Chris Brown and Forever in the Shower this morning. And out again. Let's see. Right, I tell you what. Chris Brown's song, it was written, by the way, co-written by him together with Andre Merritt, Rob Allen, Brian Kennedy, and Jamal Palo da Don Jones. They probably invited all the neighbours to have a little bit of that one. And the latter two, by the way, they're also the producers. Initially created to be used for a Double Mint commercial, and Forever was selected to be released as a lead single from the reissue version of Brown's second studio album, which was called Exclusively, titled the Forever Edition, and the fifth single overall from the album. It was the first release for digital download, and that was November the 2nd in 2007. In a few countries, followed the next April with a retail single CD release in Europe. Oh, single CD. By the way, its video was quite good, but the video for me that actually made that song was a video that came up on YouTube where this couple used that for the entrance for their wedding. And they all danced down the aisle of the church, and it was brilliant. I mean, what a good start to a marriage. And that, for me, was the main introduction to Chris Brown's Forever. Time on the Breakfast Show. 21 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. With me, Jerry D, of course. This one is from Change, and it's A Lover's Holiday. We'll by the way, if you are here in Panama on holiday, have an absolutely wonderful time. You're going to have an absolutely beautiful day again. Sorry about the heat. There's not a lot we can do with that. And there's a lovers holiday from Change. And this is M People. They're going to be taking us down towards the bottom of the hour with this one, which is, well, Don't Look Any Further.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Join us February 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival in Buenaventura, where for 4 days we're bringing you 9 incredible events with 20 performances that'll have you grooving all weekend long. We're bringing you a lineup of award-winning talent that will have you dancing the weekend away. So come and bask in the cool summer breeze under the shade of the Corutu tree and enjoy the sensational music at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival. It's an experience you won't want to miss. For tickets, go to www.meeventos.com and search for Beaches.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. WAVE Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With WAVE's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasí, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 6498 27 03. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through Yaffe's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED.
Cuidemos juntos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
And there we go, yes, REO Speedwagon and live every moment. What great advice, eh? Doesn't get any better than that.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
This is, and that is from our very own Las Vegas. There is one little story I wanted to. This is something which happened to me yesterday, and I thought it was worth relaying to you. It involves the DGI, and as you know, I came here many years ago, and had about four companies that I was managing in the world of marine fuels and shipping, etc., etc. And the company that I had was closed down. London closed the company down back in 2003. Well, basically, they didn't. The people that bought the company did. And they weren't interested in the Panama operation, so it was closed down. Now, I've been getting messages from various companies from the DGI about owing money. And yesterday, I got a message from saying, you owe $3,500. And I found this a little bit concerning because no way, because all these companies were supposedly closed down. It was a company lawyer who was supposed to be doing that. But anyway, and there has been a couple of examples on other companies where this wasn't done properly. I sort of got on to my lawyers yesterday and said, you know, look, this is getting ridiculous. What is this? Because I've still got the papers signed by Mitradel when I resigned from the company and went to manage another company in the business. Anyway, so they checked it up for me, and this is what they came back. They went, because the lawyers now can sort of get onto the public registry and check virtually anything. In the year 2000, there was an entry which was changing the name of the company. I'm not going to mention the company. 2003 entries, change of directors and dignitaries is processed. And this, my lawyer said here that Jerry ceases to be a director, president and legal representative. 2003 entry, dissolution of the society processed. In other words, the company was closed down. And lawyers came back with the company continues to be registered under the name which means that data updates were never made. The fact that it is still registered with the DGI and that collection reminder emails are arriving means that although the company was dissolved and it appears as dissolved in the public registry, the definitive tax closure was not made. The emails reached Jerry because he was the last legal representative registered with the DGI. But in reality, there's nothing the DGI can do against Jerry beyond the annoyance that the situation generates. And a big thanks to my lawyers for getting on top of that straight away. But what is the worrying issue here is the fact that the DGI is obviously, you know, going back, and if there are genuine taxes due, that's fair enough. But the DGI obviously, and say this is going back to 2003, the DGI obviously is not checking the information in the public registry. Now, they're getting on to various people. I'm certainly sure I'm not the only one with regards to, you know, they say, oh, well, you owe us this. Well, you know, if the company's not been active so long, I thought they were automatically closed down. But anyway, my issue with this isn't so much the annoyance, we can get around that. My concern is there are people that perhaps don't understand or don't have the access that perhaps I do to legal assistance. In some countries, this would be classed as intimidation, because if they're not doing their job by verifying that these companies are actually still in existence, they only have to go to the public registry check. Really, it's scary, because it's intimidation. People are receiving, say, oh God, well, you know, there's a lot of mental health going around at the moment, and these kind of things really do not help. So my request to the DGI would be this: look, please, before you send out these reminders, do check the public registry with regards to the status of these companies. All right, I'm not trying to stop you collecting your taxes, that's fair enough. But there are, you know, obviously, going back 20 years, there are obviously good reasons why you've not heard anything. So that was not, it's not a moan, it's not a rant, it's not a rave, it's just a fact. And as I said, the concerning thing to me is the effect that it might have on people when they get these, somewhat intimidating emails. Once again, big thanks to Romano and Maria Teresa for sorting that out for me, and very quickly too. Right, the very thought of you.
The very thought of you, the very mention of your name, babe, I'm caught on you, I just wish you felt the same. Ooh, yeah, cause baby, I hope and I pray you beg me to stay tonight. Cause the very thought of you is keeping me alive. The very thought of you would seize me through and keeps me going. Babe, I'm caught on you, you're all I see and all I know. Can you see just what you're doing to me, baby? The very thought of you's enough to drive me crazy.
works at a bar, but she's too young to have a drink. Paying for her mother's alcohol and colored pills. Never see her father, but he taught her the ballet. One night she packed her bags and ran away. Oh, now she's dancing aloud. So sweet and hot on the floor. Oh, now she's dancing aloud. As she moves to Daggio.
There we go, the ballet girl from Aidan Hoyer on this morning's breakfast show. Time, top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
The first wave to Paterino's have already joined. What about yourself? Now you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. WAVE Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With WAVE's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasí, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through YAPI's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED.
Pronto llegará Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu...
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Has anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? Oh, he freed a lot of people, but it seems the good die young. Yeah, I just looked around and he was gone. Has anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? You know,
he freed. But it seems the good die young. I just looked around and he was gone. Has anybody here?
Just look.
beautiful version of that song with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra there. Abraham, Martin, and John. And there we go. That was Marvin Gaye and featuring on there Beverly Knight. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're 20 minutes right now. That is after the hour of what? 8 o'clock, of course.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Speaking a little softly because Mom and Dad are still in bed and I'm not ready to get them up yet. I know once they're up, the day starts and it don't stop till they go back to the bed. So I have been watching with my mom. She loves Westerns, and so we've been watching Bonanza in the afternoon together. And last night, I don't know, for some reason, I wanted to see a musical. So wouldn't you know it, I turned on one of my favorite streaming videos and found Oklahoma. But I didn't know that there were two versions. The older version that was from like the 50s or 60s, something like that. And then the new 2000 version with Hugh Jackman. Oh my gosh, I'm in love with Curly. Oh, Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain. Oh, he was brilliant. He was so good. So romantic, so charming. Yes, I am indeed in love with Hugh Jackman. Can't wait for him to come out with another Wolverine movie. But man, oh, it was just wonderful. And everybody was it was a stage play that was filmed. So it was great. Mom and I were just laughing and clapping and having a grand old time. So it was good to see her enjoy that. Lately, I've been turning on the Alexia. I can't say it too loud because everybody's device will turn on and start playing Broadway show tunes. So after breakfast and she's read her newspaper and she needs to relax a little bit, I sit her in her chair and I turn on some Broadway show tunes. And next thing you know, I'm singing along with them and she just smiling, sitting there looking into the stars. Sometimes she's here and sometimes she's not, but she's always going to be my mom. My sister got her off to the airport okay. She flew into Houston and had a pickup to go to Galveston. She's going to be a galloping gal, Galveston and round. Yep, she's going to be busy, busy. As will I here, taking care of the parental units for another, whoo, geez, Elise, 10 days or so. Okay, well, everything's going good so far. I hope it's going good there. Back in the Estados Unidos, we are here. Back in Panama, you are there. Until tomorrow, back to you in the studio.
Thank you.
Oh, there we go. Yes, that is Ray Conniff and Oklahoma. And by the way, Oklahoma, it's the first musical written by Rodgers and Hammerstein and based on Lynn Riggs' 1931 play called Green Grow the Lilacs, set in farm country, outside the town of Claremont, Indiana Territory, that was back, back in 1906. It tells the story of a farm girl, Laurie Williams, and her courtship by two rival suitors, cowboy Curly McLean and the sinister and frightening farmhand Judd Fry. A secondary romance concerns cowboy Will Parker and his flirtatious fiancée, Addo Annie. Now, the original Broadway production, that opened in March, or on March the 31st, back in 1943, and it was a box office hit and ran for an unprecedented 2,212 performances, later enjoying award-winning revivals, national tours, foreign productions, and an Oscar-winning 1955 movie adaptation, and has long been a popular choice for school and community productions as well. Rodgers and Hammerstein won a special Pulitzer Prize for Oklahoma in 1944. Now, I tell you what, talking to movies, this sort of works in quite well. John Profumo was born on this day. The year was 1915. Who was John Profumo, I hear you ask? He was a British politician. He was best known today for his involvement in a 1963 scandal involving a prostitute. The scandal, now known as the Profumo Affair, led to his resignation and withdrawal from politics, and it may have helped to topple the Conservative government as well. Now, there is a song, in fact, there's a couple, related to the John Profumo Affair. It's called Nothing Has Been Proved by Dusty Springfield, written and produced by the Pet Shop Boys. It was produced for the 1989 film called Scandal, which is the account of the Profumo Affair. As I mentioned, a British political scandal in 1963. The song specifically references the Profumo Affair and the main characters involved, such as Mandy Rice Davis, Christine Keeler, and Stephen Ward. Now, there is another song related to the Profumo Affair. It's called The Leader, and that's by The Clash, and that was released in 1980. But here's Dusty Springfield.
Thank you. of entirely baseless rumors and insinuations that have been started by the press. I know where Miss Keeler is, or roughly where she is.
Profumo Affair, and say the first one, nothing has been proved. Dusty Springfield together with the Pet Shop Boys on that one. And The Clash and The Leader is what that one's called. We are 26 and a half minutes right now. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Great to have you with us this morning. It's a Music Tuesday. And we checked in with Ingrid, also coming up a little bit later on in the programme. We're checking in with Yasmin, also see if we can find a couple of people perhaps born on this day in the world of music. And no, John Profumo does not count, just because he had songs written about him. Let's wish a very happy birthday. Good morning, Paul Dixon over there in South London, the United Kingdom. Good morning to you, Paul. Great to hear from you. And you asked if we could play a song for you. Okay, we'll do that, seeing it is your birthday. It is his birthday today. So very happy birthday to you, Paul, and have a great day. Well, halfway through it, aren't you? Well, even more than that, over there in South London. Also, let's say a very good morning to the good lady, to Maria as well. But Paul, what do we do on a birthday? We do this.
Celebrating you. Happy Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Right, now let me see, I'm just looking up here for the piece of music you asked for, because, I know why, here we go. Anyway, you asked for this one, Paul. Let me just tell people what you did say, because it's a bit of a list. It's, could you please play I Taught a Putty Tat? It was 6th of January, I guess that's 1951, for 3 weeks I was in charts. I Don't Like Beloved, Be Faithful by Teddy Johnson, 24th of January, 51 for 1 week. For my birthday record. No, he doesn't want those. He wants this one.
I am a little tiny bird. My name is Tweety Pie. I live inside my bird cage, hanging way up high. I like to swing upon my perch and sing my little song. But there's a cat that's after me and won't let me alone. I tore a putty tat a tweeting up on me. I did, I tore a putty tat as plain as he could be.
I am that great big battle cat, Sylvester is my name. I only have one aim in life, and that is very plain. I want to catch that little bird and eat him right away. But just as I get close to him, this is what he'll say. I taught a putty cat a creeping up on me. You bet he saw a putty cat. That putty cat is me.
Putty Tat is very bad, he sneaks up from behind. I don't think I would like it if I knew what's on his mind. I have a strong suspicion that his plans for me aren't good. I am inclined to think that he would eat me if he could.
I'd like to eat that sweetie pie when he leaves his cage, but I can never catch him. It throws me in a rage. You bet I'd eat that little bird if I could just get near. But every time that I approach, this is all I hear.
I tore a putty cat a tweeping up on me. I did, I tore a putty cat as plain as he could be. And when I sing that little song, my mistress knows he's back. She grabs her broom and brings it down upon Sylvester's back. So listen, you bad putty cat, let's both be friends, you see. My mistress will not chase you if you sing this song with me. Come on now, like a good cat.
Oh, all right. Suffer and suck a tag.
I taught a putty cat a creeping up on me.
I taught a putty cat as plain as he could be.
I taught a putty cat. Mel Blanc there. You do pick them, don't you, Paul? Anyway, very happy birthday to you. How on earth do you follow that?
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, I love you, yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious, and if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose.
Yes, indeed. Mr. Tom Jones and what's new, pussycat? I tell you what. We got another birthday for today. Douglas Engelbert was born on this day. Now, make a note of this year, 1925. 1925, he was an American inventor and early computer pioneer. Now, he is best known for inventing one particular thing. What was it? You could probably just lay your hand on it right now. The computer mouse. Yep, 1925. They use real mice in those days. We are 17 and a half minutes right now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Mr. News at 8, we do have it again for you at 9. Coming up in the last hour, we'll be checking in with Yasmin, seeing what she's been up to, and also see if we've got a couple of people born on this day in the world of music. Too Shy comes from Kaja Kaja Gugu. In fact, the band Kaja Kaja Gugu got their name from the first sounds that many infants make.
Kaja Kaja Gugu.
On the other hand, here's something. On the other hand, the name Google originated from a misspelling of Google, which refers to the number represented by a 1 followed by 100 zeros. The name Google was suggested by a graduate student at Stanford named Sean Anderson, and during a brainstorming session, and it was accidentally registered as Google.com instead of Google. Yeah, that's G-O-O-G-O-L.com, so there you go.
Gotcha, Google. Yay.
Sounds like the parrot. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're 13 and a half before 9 o'clock. Here's one that sounds like an oldie. It's going to be followed by an oldie as well.
Georgia, ride me up and all around you. In my arms, I'll let you hold you. I'll never let you go again like I did. Or used to say, I would never fall in love again until I found her.
There we go, two in a row. We started off Stephen Sanchez, and it was called Until I Found You, which is all rather retro, and I rather like that, because I'm rather retro as well, same as Paul. Now, let's see, that was followed on by a song called I'll Never Fall in Love Again. It's a popular song. It was composed by Burt Bacharach and the lyricist Hal David, and that was written for the 1968 musical Promises, Promises. Several recordings of the song, they were released in 1969. The most popular versions were that one by Dionne Warwick. And she took it to number 6, by the way, in the Billboard magazine's Hot 100. Spent 3 weeks topping the magazine's list of the most popular easy listening songs. And Bobby Gentry, the one we just played, released that one in July of 1969 and topped the UK chart with her recording. It also peaked at number 1 in Australia and Ireland, number 3 in South Africa, and number 5 in Norway. Now, staying with the 1960s, 1965 in actual fact, a song called Heart Full of Soul, recorded by the Yardbirds in 1965. That was written by Graham Gouldman. It was the Yardbirds' first single after Jeff Beck replaced, not going to believe it, Eric Clapton as lead guitarist. Jeff Beck and replaced Eric Clapton. Wow. Released only 3 months after their song called For Your Love, Heart Full of Soul reached the top 10 on the singles chart in the UK and the United States and a couple of other countries as well. Birds and Heart Full of Soul. What a great track that is. Well, as for Eric Clapton, after he left, well, 1977, a little bit later on, song performed by Eric Clapton and written by Clapton, Marcy Levy and George Terry, Lay Down Sally, appeared on his 1977 album Slow Hand, reached number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Nothing that is wrong in wanting you to stay here with me. I know you've got somewhere to go, but won't you make yourself at home and stay with me? And don't you ever leave. Lay down, Sally, and rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? So soon, I've been trying all night long just to talk to you.
nearly on the rise. We still got the moon and stars above. Underneath the velvet skies, love is all that matters. Won't you stay with me? Don't you ever leave me. Lay down, silent, and rest him in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? Lay down, silent, and no need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you.
The best place to be in the mornings.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Absolutely. You are listening to The Breakfast Show exactly 13 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. You're listening to us, of course, on 89.3. Cool FM. Now, don't forget, you can always give us a call here in the studio. Yasmin's here when we're on air, a little bit after that, going right through to around about 11:30 midday. You can always get us on the telephone number in the studio, and that number is, you got it, boys and girls?
223-5162.
There you go, 223-5162, and there's no reason to shout. Also, you can get us on WhatsApp. All the time, you can always leave me a message on WhatsApp, although it may not be on all day. I do check it occasionally. The WhatsApp number, 67718822. 67718822. Always great to hear from you. You can always drop us a line. Tell us you don't like the program. Tell us you love it. Drop a message for somebody else. Ask for a piece of music. Just wish us all a very good morning. It doesn't matter.
Marquesas, we got 80 feet.
you might be running from is so small, but it's as big as the promise of a coming day. So I'm sailing for tomorrow, my dreams are a-dying, and my love is an anchor tied to you,
tied with a silver chain.
I have my ship, and all her planks are a-flying. She is all that I have left,
and music is her name.
Think about
how many times I have fallen. Spirits are using me, Lord, your voice is calling. What heaven brought you and me cannot be forgotten.
Trying to tell a story called Weight of the World, but he couldn't find out how the whole thing works. All he needed was a reason. Watched and waited, but no reason came. Kept on working on the weight of the world. Started getting better until it got worse. So he said goodbye. I'm away now, thanks and good night. Tonight we'll go diving. Tonight when we're alive, we'll try. I never figured on the weight of the world. Tonight, while we're alive, we'll try. I never fail.
considered on the weight of the world. Sometimes, sometimes I wanna go climbing high enough not to care about sliding down. I never figured on the weight of the world. I never figured on the weight of the world. I never figured on the weight of the world.
What a lovely track that is. The Deacon Blue, Weight of the World. And I've got the great one before that, Southern Cross with Crosby, Stills and Nash. Time to say good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Yes, it is Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're not doing, it's going quite quickly so far.
Yeah.
Well, it's only 2 days, really, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Got another 3 to go.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we've got John Wolfe coming in tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
He's going to be talking to us about the beaches, the blues and jazz at the beaches. That's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, how was yesterday? It was just working in gym, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I saw you posting pictures of you at the gym.
Oh, yes.
Do you do any exercises or do you all just pose and say, look, I'm lifting things?
No, of course, we do exercise.
Oh, you do it? Okay, I just check. I need to look for authenticity, you know that. anyway, it looks like you're enjoying yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? So, what about today? Anything today for you, or is it just the same?
No, just the same.
Just the same?
Mm-hmm.
Oh dear, oh dear. It's a boring week for you.
No, I remember tomorrow we have an event.
Oh, we do?
Yes. You're coming with me.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that the beer one?
Yes.
That's the one, what time's that? Midday or
something? At 12, yeah.
Yeah, that's over, yeah. Over in Costa Lesa. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, glad you reminded me. Glad it's not Thursday, because I've already got another lunch on Thursday. So, oh, okay. All right, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be going over there. Yeah, I mentioned that I was chatting with Gabrielle at the Grupo Grande do, and said we'd be going to that.
Yes.
I have to put on my best beer clothes. That'll be fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
Just love Costa Leste.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And it's a nice area there.
Have you been to Rana Dorada there before?
I've been at the plaza.
You're right. Is that where they are?
Yes, where it used to be Frank's place. Remember? In front of Frank's place.
Oh, you mean that little sort of strip mall?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, no parking there.
No,
that place is a disaster for parking.
No, we park on the street.
Okay. You're going to drive me then?
No, I don't think so, because my house is close to there.
Charming. Oh,
my house and the gym.
Like
everything is close to there.
What is the event? It's Rana Dorada.
Uh-huh.
You want me to take my car?
Why not?
How am I going to drive home?
No, you can take an Uber. I can drive you there, and then you can get an Uber back.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, we can do that then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
You see?
Yes, okay, well,
there's always a solution.
There's a yes, trust you. So, yeah, all right, that's tomorrow. Yeah, mm-hmm. I got lunch on Thursday, that's for some, that'll be nice. Then it'll be Friday again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not long away to go, is it? And John's coming in tomorrow, John Wolfe, I mentioned.
So. Mm-hmm.
Born on this day in music, what we got?
Mm-hmm. Let's start with Joe Terranova.
Okay.
He was born in 1941 from American doo-wop and rock and roll vocal group Danny and the Juniors, famous for their 1958 US number 1 and UK number 3 single At the Hop, and their follow-up single The Anthemic Rock and Roll Is Here to Stay.
Okay, well, we're going to do it the hop. You ready?
Okay.
Want to dance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's go to the hop, oh baby.
Let's go to the hop,
oh baby.
would be a good adverb for IHOP, wouldn't it?
I love this. Do whoop brand.
The do whoop. Bar, bar, bar. What's it, was it the beginning there? It sounds like Bob looking for the barber.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Let me hear that beginning again. Ah, no, they're being sheep.
No, why?
Ba, 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 ba. Anyway, it's a good song. I like it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Because I remember it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember it too.
Good grief. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let me see. What else we got to talk about? How's Ian doing?
He's fine.
Yeah?
Not snow anymore.
No snow, it's all gone.
No.
Okay.
They went to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
in the weekend. And they wanted to go to one of the museums, but the road was around the corner.
The what? The queue to get in?
Yes.
Yeah?
So they couldn't go in.
I didn't realize.
So they're going to try another day.
A lot of educated people, they must have all been tourists.
Yeah, I don't know. I was surprised too.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I tell you what I do like. I mean, I don't think you do it upstairs, but, you know, when we've been on vacation, like when we went to, Venice, and we went to, what's the other place? Oh, I've forgotten it now. Beautiful. Anyway, it's nice. It's got lots of old statues and things like that. Statue of David there. But what you do is you buy a pass, you know, before you go, and it's nice. It gives you preferential entry.
Oh, yes. And that's
you,
a good idea.
You know, you can walk past all the people queuing, doing this on, with your thumb on your nose. Nah, 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 nah.
Yeah.
But no, they're well worth it. They really are, because they give you access to the buses and the trains and everything like that. Florence, that's the city I was thinking of.
Ah, okay.
Oh, yeah, beautiful city. Mm-hmm. Florence, lovely. So, yeah, I don't know if they have that kind of thing in the States. I know when I go to Boston, you can get a thing to give you the transport on the buses and the underground and the trains, which is good. So they're always worth looking at. And I've noticed something else, because we were thinking about going to Spain this year. We were thinking about going to Madrid and Barcelona. Actually, a TV series I've been watching. They were in Barcelona for one of the things. It looks a lovely city. I like the look of Barcelona.
Oh, yes, beautiful.
Yeah. You've been?
No, I've seen the photos.
I missed. Well, like me, then you want to watch the series. But what also a great thing is that, my phone, E23 Ultra, they have a thing called eSIM, where it's an electronic SIM card, so it works. You don't have to put a slot in or anything like that. And before you go, you can actually buy an electronic eSIM for your phone, and it gives you internet access and all that kind of stuff. So you're already set up, and it's not overly expensive, and it's great. You just point your phone at one of these QR codes, and it loads the eSIM on your phone.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. So there's something, and I think you can get them here, but that's no good if you live here. You need to be a tourist, really. And not only that, I don't know. I love the company. They're not even set up for eSIMs, which is disappointing. Anyway, yes, we've got a big birthday, haven't we? Because you said we could do a whole program on this guy.
Oh yes.
And it's not Paul in South London, is it? No. Because, Paul, you're celebrating a birthday with a biggie today.
Yes, that is Phil Collins. He was born in 1951. English singer, drummer, songwriter, record producer, and actor. As a member of Genesis, he had the 1986 US number 1 Invisible Touch, 1992 UK number 7 single I Can't Dance, plus 6 UK number 1 albums. As a solo artist, Collins had the 1988 UK and US number 1 single A Groovy Kind of Love, plus 6 other US number 1s and 4 UK number 1 solo albums.
There we go. Let's say, well, you know, there's so many. I've chosen 2. Because we're in Panama, now we're going to do 2 in a row. And because we're in Panama, we're going to do this one first. It's a live version of Another Day in Paradise. Goes off into the distance. Happy birthday to Mr. Phil Collins. Started off the live version of Another Day in Paradise and In the Air Tonight. Like you said, Yaz, we could do a whole program on Phil Collins, couldn't we?
Exactly.
And Paul, congratulations. Same birthday, same year.
Yeah, happy birthday, Paul.
1951. Yes, didn't know because we German, did you? 51. 51. Yes. So, there we go. Right. Oh, look at the time already. All right then, yes. Well, look, are you going to the gym again today? Don't overdo it. Don't strain the muscle. All right.
Okay.
Take it easy. Relax.
Thank you.
Don't do too much exercising. More posing. All right, yes. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, too, and everybody.
Yeah, and we'll be back as usual tomorrow. Right, let me see what I can find musically. I was looking here. I got this one from Wham. It's Everything She Wants. Rolling Girls. I mentioned that song from Wham, Everything She Wants. Keeping on the time, we're 12 minutes away from the top of the hour, 10 o'clock. So we've got a little time to go, another 7 minutes here on the show. This is The Strike and Miles Ahead.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
For you, baby, and me.
You're making me feel so nice inside. I've waited all day long just for you to call me on the telephone. I feel you next to me. I want you here with me. You gotta keep on dancing, 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 baby.
Dancing.
Keep on dancing.
Dancing.
And girl, you keep it like
don't
that.
See,
I like it like that.
Cause
it feels so good inside. Now let me see you get on down. Shake it all around. Where you move your body, does something to me, honey. Look what you're doing, my girl, in your short, short miniskirt. So please, Mr. DJ, the music playing all night long. Cause this girl means so much to me. I want her out here on the floor. And baby, ain't no sleep in me. You gotta keep on dancing, girl.
Dancing.
Got the record right here. Let the beat roll on. It feels so good. Cause you're here with me. Dancing my trouble away. Just let me hear you say,
dancing,
ain't no sleep dancing,
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 no, gotta keep on dancing, 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 dancing,
dancing,
you can keep on dancing, you can keep on dancing,
no sleep dancing,
girl,
no sleep dancing,
all night long, all night long, oh my baby, look what I got, what you do.
There we go, a little bit of funk take us out of this morning's program. Frankie Alexander, no seat dancing. My poor mum would not like that. God bless, she's in her 80s and 90s. That was her dancing. She'd have her computer chair. Yes, she had a computer. And she would be dancing. She'd be wheeling dancing, yes, chair dancing all the way around the place. And so there we go. Bring us out this morning program, Frankie Alexander. Do stay tuned. Coming up, chat SOSE, to chat SOSE with Gigi. Do stay tuned for that. Plenty of great programming right through the day here on Call FM. As for us, well, big thanks this morning to Ingrid for checking in with us from Estados Unidos there in Florida, to Yasmin for chatting and being here and doing all our production work and social media and all the things Jerry doesn't have a clue about. She should be doing this side really as well, shouldn't she really? Well, I thought I'd say that before you did. So big thanks to Yasmin, co-producer Neil Danby, gets a lot of our background information for us, and to the Boys and Girls Group of Grada, good morning Isaac, and if you're there, thank you very much. And to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. Back with you tomorrow morning. Tomorrow is the midweek program, Wednesday program, so back with you tomorrow, 7 o'clock. Whatever it is you're doing between now and then, what do we say? Do it carefully, because I want to be talking to you tomorrow. I'm talking about you, from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby.